Good morning, Johan Els on OFM with the thought for today. Overthrowing that spirit of heaviness? But practically, how do I do it? I do it by not believing anything negative. I think under the influence of the spirit of heaviness, don't believe anything negative. You and I think under the influence of the spirit of heaviness. You see, when we are experiencing a spirit of heaviness, we start to think of allerhande dinge en goeders. We start to think about everything that is negative, negative, negative. You get up this morning, even putting on the toothpaste onto your toothbrush, you'll experience a little negativism. Even going under the shower, you will experience a little bit of a spirit of heaviness. Yeah. You will think the negativism is this or that, and you will use the towel this morning, and the towel will be not to your satisfaction. Your clothes, you think you gained some weight. You can't get into that piece of clothing you want to put on this morning. Eish, and now you feel so negative about everything. You've got the spirit of heaviness. How do I overthrow it as God's child? Don't believe anything negative. You think under the influence of the spirit of heaviness. Accept that no negative criticism of yourself or others will build you. Oh, I want to take you to 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5, which says, "We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ." Take that thought into captivity of negativism when you're under the spirit of heaviness. Very practically, when you are under the spirit of negative, or rather under the spirit of heaviness, and start thinking negative about yourself, stand on the word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5. "We destroy arguments and every proud obstacle to the knowledge of God and take everything and every thought captive to obey Christ." To obey Christ. Amen. Let's do it.